All right, yeah, welcome to the Nerd List, episode 80 frickin' 2. I'm Carl.
I'm John?
All right, yeah. Welcome to the Nerd List, episode 82. I'm John.
And Sean.
And we're doing a joint list today. I'm taking Star Wars, and Sean is taking Lord of the Mother Friggin' Rings.
Dang Skippy. Word to your mother.
Well, I'm going to kick this list off today. And my number 10 Star Wars character, favorite Star Wars character, is Mara Jade. I just sent you a picture of her not too long ago, Sean.
Yes.
But no, you didn't know who she was.
No, I did not.
You could look at Mara Jade as pretty much being like the first female Jedi in the Star Wars universe. Now, technically, storyline-wise, there were other female Jedis before her, like in the way the story goes. But the first actual female Jedi that was made, I believe, was Mara Jade. And I don't remember her backstory too well, but I know she ends up marrying Luke Skywalker, and she was a pretty ninja Jedi. I know her from books, and I know her from comics, but I don't think she's ever been in any – well, I know she hasn't been in any movie because she's after the regular trilogy, the original trilogy. You know, the good one, Sean.
Yeah, so good that you can't come up with 10 people. You've got to get them out of comic books. I got you. I'm cool.
I drew a little bit from everywhere, Sean.
That's my counter.
I drew a little bit from everywhere.
I bet you didn't draw any from the new three, did you?
I did.
Oh well, that's kind of a shock. All right. Well, my number 10 is Boromir. Everybody knows who Boromir is because all mine are popular, John. And I really like Boromir. We've talked about his awesome death scene, and he's much better in the book. But like him, he kind of has that evil turn there at the end, but then he bounces back and saves people and kicks butt. So yeah,
Boromir has some of the coolest scenes in that those movies, at least, and I liked him in the book too. I think he was. I'm trying to remember. It's been a while since I read the book, but I think he was a little more likable in the book.
Yeah, and he also seems like he died like halfway into Two Towers. They kind of rushed his death a little bit in the movie.
Yeah, I mean, it was at the same point of the movie, but I think the books kind of broke it up a little bit differently than what the movies did. But epic death scene at the end there, and he's got all the arrows sticking out of him, and he's still fighting.
Very cool.
Very manly scene. Good choice, Sean.
Thank you.
My number 9, Sean, another one that I doubt you're going to be too familiar with. From the Star Wars world. And I took a liking to this guy because he was a video game character in one of the first PC video games I ever played. His name is Kyle Katarn. He's the main character in the Dark Forces video game. I used to play this all the time on Windows 95. It was very good.
Windows
95,
huh?
Windows 95, yep.
I just accidentally X'd out my Skype and you're still here.
You just closed the window. You're still on it.
Okay, good. Yeah, this guy looks like Ryan Reynolds to me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I'm trying to picture him. He kind of looks like, he could be like a Ryan Reynolds guy.
The way it started out in the first Dark Forces video game, he was like kind of a spy. And in the second Dark Forces game, he started training to become a Jedi, and you kind of developed his Force powers. I didn't play the second one very much. In fact, I just played a lot of demos of it. I never played the actual full game. The first one, I beat that game countless times. Played it over and over again.
Made you special.
Yeah. Did.
Well, I can't tell you nothing about him because I don't know this guy. Sorry, John.
He's pretty cool.
I'm sure we'll get into some people that I know soon enough.
Yeah, I wanted to name one. I know growing up I wanted to name my kid, my future kid, Kyle Katarn Lopez.
Wow, he'd be real popular in school. What are you named after? Video game character.
Hey.
Your lunch money.
Star Wars character. And no one would know because he's not that popular of a Star Wars character. Only fellow nerds would recognize, so.
Yes, so he'd be grouped with them.
Shut up and tell me your number 9.
My number 9 is Galandria. And again, the movie kind of butchers what she does. And she's the one that gives... You, first of all, you know who she is, right?
Yeah, the okay. Blonde elf.
Yeah, Kate Blanchett's character. She gives all of the people, all of the fellowship, like different gifts. And it's kind of hard to remember. I know that she gives somebody a feather. I want to say it was Legolas a feather, and it's a magical feather. And she gives Frodo the Light of Lorendry or whatever the heck it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, and she comes up to Gimli, and Gimli hates elves. And she's like, "Well, and what can I give you?" And he's like, "You're so beautiful. Just give me one piece of your hair." Anyway, she ends up giving him a lock of her hair, and it's magical. And she gives one of them a rope. It's like a really strong rope.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, she's very cool. She's got a great voice. She's the editor of the first of the movie.
Narrator?
Yeah, that's what I said. And she's not bad on the eyes either. Not one of the prettiest ones in the movie by far, but she looks all right at least.
Yeah, that's what kind of bothered me. Was the book described her as like the most beautiful being ever?
Yeah.
And then in the movie, I thought Arwen was much better looking.
Oh, yes. And we'll get to Arwen.
So that kind of annoyed me. But in the extended, have you seen the extended version?
I have. Well, I've seen the first and the third. I haven't seen the second one in extended version.
I actually haven't either. I have the first and the third in extended. And I don't have the second one.
The same as me.
It's weird. But yeah, in the extended of the first one, they have that scene where she's giving the...
That's right. Yes. Yeah. That's right.
The original, the one that came out in theater, did not.
Yeah.
Good choice. I probably would have completely forgotten her had I been doing your list.
That's why only the cool people do my list.
Sure, Sean. Well, my number 8, I know you're going to like, Sean. In fact,
come on.
The only person you'd like more is one that I don't have on my list, Qui-Gon Jinn. So who might it be?
Jar Jar Binks.
Don't give away my number 1, you jerk.
Oh, yeah, I bet. I don't know. I like Obi-Wan.
Huh. Figured this would have been your next one. Darth Maul is my number 8.
Oh, okay. There you go. Yeah, I like Darth Maul. Very cool.
I tend to like bad guys. He's a bad guy. He had some good fight scenes. Probably the best thing about that movie, Sean.
Yes.
The one redeemable
quality. Well, I'm going to give you that. To me, the end of the movie makes the movie for me. Yeah. But that made the whole movie. I thought the last 30 minutes of the show, the movie, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I thought that all of the bad guys were pretty decent in the new ones.
Mm-hmm.
Did you like Count Dooku?
I wasn't a huge Darth Tyrannus fan, no. He was okay.
What about Grievous?
Grievous was cool, and don't take people on my list here.
Well, you know, we should have done this to where I would have had Saruman at the same place that you had Count Dooku. Just because it's the same character.
Same guy, yeah.
Anyways, yes, I like Darth Maul. Very cool. Double-sided lightsaber. How the heck can you beat that?
Cool design, too. That's a good thing. All these Sith characters, I think, except for Dooku, had great
Dooku had like a turn. Design. He had like a... His came up and then went over. It was almost like an R shape.
Are you talking about his lightsaber?
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the lightsaber. Oh. I'm talking about character design. Yeah, his lightsaber was cool.
Right, yeah.
It had that... It was kind of like a gun, like an old...
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Handle. No, his lightsaber was very cool. I guess that was his little bit of flair. I didn't give him much.
Yeah, they really didn't.
All right, what you got for number 8?
Oh, my number... This was a tough one for me because as a character, I love him. And as an actor, I think he's like a total prick. And that's Legolas. Orlando Bloom just looks like a turd to me. I just have to beat him. I don't know. I hope he doesn't listen to this show. I doubt he does. I think I'm pretty safe.
He's been emailing me. He wants to come on a show, so I better edit that out.
No, I will. Whatever. And don't really care. But Legolas was a very cool character, very loyal character, and I think that the way he shoots those arrows, like at the speed of a gun, it's really cool. And his quiver never
he runs makes out you quiver.
Arrows. Yes, his quiver never runs out of arrows. It keeps producing arrows as fast as he can shoot them.
Where does that come from?
I guess he's magical. He's an elf.
That's breaking laws of physics right there.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well.
He has a very cool scene. Actually, he has a cool scene in all three of them, but I think the first one is the best, either at the very end when he's shooting all the Uruk-hai or whenever he's fighting that cave troll and he runs down the chain and like lands on top of it and shoots it in the head.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, he always does some pretty cool movement thing, like where he slides down the stairs on the shield.
That was the second one. And,
then he jumps off of it and like the shield cuts the guy's head off or hits the guy in the head or neck.
And the third one, whenever he jumps on top of that elephant.
Yeah, and slides down the trunk.
That was really cool.
Once he takes it down, he slides down the trunk as it's falling.
It still only counts as one!
Yeah. He's a cool character. I didn't... What was the other movie he's in? He's in Pirates, right?
Yeah, he's in Pirates.
When I first saw him in Pirates, I didn't care for him in Pirates. And then I didn't put them together as being the same people because, you know, he has the long blonde hair in the other one in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it's kind of... So that might have been what did it for me. I did not like his character in Pirates.
I didn't mind. It kind of grew on me as they started coming out. But at first, I was... I don't know. I didn't think of him as being that heroic of a character. And he just didn't look like a hero to me.
Right.
Like what? The movie Troy. Like he was in Troy? He looked like a wimp in Troy?
Yes.
That's what I kind of thought of.
And he was also in Kingdom of Heaven. Dang, that was a good movie too.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm starting to like the guy now.
All right, well, my number seven, Sean, is the ultimate hero of the Star Wars movies, Luke Skywalker.
Yes.
And he's got to be on a top 10 list. A couple of these characters, they seem cliche. They seem, you got to put them on there because they make the series what it is. And Luke Skywalker is one of those. He's the one you root for. He starts out as the whiny kid, and he becomes the wise Jedi by Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, very cool. Growing up, this was one of my favorite heroes. So I can't knock you on this one. I like Luke Skywalker.
I think I've told you before how, like, whenever I watch a Rocky movie, for, like, the next day, I'm, like, committed. It's like, oh, I'm going to train. I'm going to lift weights. I'm going to go running every day.
Yeah.
I get all pumped like that. It used to be the same way when I'd watch Empire Strikes Back, and I'd see Luke running through the swamp doing flips and stuff. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to train. I'm gonna do that.
Go do some flips and fall and hurt your head. All right, my number seven, John, if we can get serious again, is Saruman. I think he was the best villain of the Lord of the Rings trilogy, and he was very, very creepy, has a great voice, and I thought that was what he did good as Count Dooku as well, but this really creepy voice, kind of a scary voice, and they make him look scary, you know, because the dude's like 90 years old at the start of the Lord of the Rings series, so he's really old. They made him look really, really creepy, and he's really tall and everything else, but thought he did a great job and carried into the second one, and I wish they would have allowed him into the third one, which they did on the extended version where the dude stabs him in the back and kills him.
Mm-hmm.
So, but anyways, I wish they would have left that in the original release, but yeah, Saruman was awesome.
He was a very cool character, and he pulled a great job off in the movie. He did look dark and menacing, and that's what you need from a villain, and he pulled that off.
I think what I liked the most is whenever him and Gandalf had that like wizard's duel or whatever, mm-hmm. and Gandalf's trying to get out, and he's like looking at the doors and they're closing, and he's like smiling like he's enjoying it.
Oh, yeah.
That was really, really creepy.
Yeah, and that part, before they get in the kind of the fight thing, I like how he, a lot of times when, in movies when they have characters who they set up that's about to turn and be bad, either the person gives no hint at all that they're going to be bad and they just like turn at like a flip of a switch and then all of a sudden they're bad. And you didn't see it coming. And then they have the people who are talking creepy, really weird, and you can see it in their face. Oh, they're bad. It's so obvious they're bad. Why does this main character not realize that this guy's bad? In this one, he did a really good job of me kind of like leaving it. Is he just creepy or and a good guy, or is he? Because my first time with this whole story was with the movies. I didn't read the books first.
Yeah, me either.
I saw the movies and then read the book, so I didn't know Saruman was going to be bad. So when I first saw it, I was like, it was kind of up in the air for me, and so I thought that was really good scene. Well, anyway, my number 6 is also a bad guy. I guess you could look at him as a bad guy. That's IG-88. He's a bounty hunter, and the first time and pretty much only time you see him in the movies is Empire Strikes Back, where he's on the bridge of the... Is it executor, executioner, executor? It's one of those.
Just it's keep giving you words. You'll get it in a minute.
It's one. I think it's ex executor. I think that's what executor. It's one of those. It's basically the Superstar Destroyer that is Darth Vader's flagship, and they're on there, and he's hiring these bounty hunters to go after Han, and that's really the only time you see him. But I've read a lot of books. The Star Wars books where they throw him in there, and he's a pretty cool character. Like, there's one that I read is called Tales of the Bounty Hunters. They had a bunch of these Tales books. They had, like, Tales from Jabba's Palace, Tales of the Bounty Hunters. They had several other ones. I can't think of what all they were. But in the Tales of the Bounty Hunters book, they have an IG-88 story and their little short stories, and they talk about how IG-88 was pretty much orchestrating everything that happened behind the scenes. Like, he ended up sneaking on to the second Death Star, and he fused himself with like the mainframe of the Death Star, so he was like in control of the entire Death Star at the end there.
Dang.
And so they talked about like how as during that battle that you're seeing over Endor, as it's taking place and the people are firing the super laser at the ships and blowing them up and stuff, it was talking about like IG-88 noticed that they were making errors in their calculations of aiming, and so a few of them they probably would have missed, but he corrected for them and everything and stuff like that. And he was planning on just basically ruling the galaxy as the Death Star. He was just going to bide his time and let them finish building it and then just kind of take over from there. So that was a
cool story. Kind of messed that one up.
What do you mean? Oh, I know. Yeah,
I got destroyed.
He waited a little long. But there are other IG things. Like he made copies of himself, I think. IG-87, IG-86, IG-89, stuff like that. But IG-88 was the main one.
See, I did not know all that. All I know is he had a small part in the movie.
Yeah.
I learned something today.
It's your goal every day, isn't it, Sean?
That's right. All right. My number 6 is... the guy that you accused me of having a man crush on, the other guy besides Liam Neeson, and that would be Eomer. You know who Eomer is, John?
Eomer. Oh,
Carl Urban's character.
Carl Urban is not in Lord of the Rings?
Carl Urban is in Lord of the Rings.
Are you serious?
Yes, it's Theoden's cousin.
He is a long-haired guy.
Yes.
I did not put that together.
Eomer, that's where I started liking him, was Lord of the Rings.
That's where you started liking him, huh?
Oh, my God, you know what I mean. That's
when it all started for you.
I like how you're turning this back around on me now. Yeah, he's cool. You know, you see him for the first time when he's leading those 2,000 men,
mm-hmm.
and they left. I guess you see him the first time he gets thrown out of Rohan by Theoden, whenever Theoden's being brainwashed by Saruman.
Did he die?
Nuh-uh.
I can't remember. Was he in the final battle?
Yes, he was in the final battle, and he takes over Rohan.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
He leads Rohan. After everything's done. Yeah, he doesn't die. He in the deleted scenes, it shows him taking care of his cousin or whatever, Eowyn.
Yeah.
Whenever she gets hit by that blood from the Wraith.
Uh-huh.
Wow, I can't believe that you didn't realize that.
I didn't. I see it now. I see it now. Okay. Yeah, I don't think I particularly cared for his character in the movie, though. He seemed kind of boring to me. Of course, it's been a long time since I've watched those.
He has a cool scene in the third one whenever they're rushing down the hill trying to save Minas Tirith, whenever he has his spear and he throws it up in the air and catches it and throws it. It's kind of cool. He's carrying it like straight up and he throws it up in the air and turns it and catches it and throws it.
Oh, okay.
But anyways, yeah.
Alrighty. My number five is one that you'll probably think is pretty boring. That's Greedo.
Yes.
From he had a very small part in A New Hope, the original of the Star Wars movie, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And he confronted Han Solo because he was going to capture him for the bounty that Jabba had put on him. And he shows up and tells Han that Jabba needs his money and everything, and has the gun on him. And the famous nerd debate about who shot first, Han Solo or Greedo, because technically Greedo was murdered. Sure, Greedo had Han Solo at gunpoint, but in the original movies, Han shot first. And they edited it and changed it to where it made it look like Greedo shot first, which doesn't make any sense in context with what was going on.
Yeah, it doesn't, but somebody has a gun on you and you shoot them, I don't think it's murder.
Oh, it is, Sean. Han Solo should have paid his debts. Greedo is just doing his job as a bounty hunter.
Yeah.
Is Dog the bounty hunter? If you're in Hawaii and you're in trouble with the law and Dog comes after you, is it okay for you to shoot him? Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Yes. Just said it was.
And I was trying to drown it out. Sure. Whatever, Sean. Greedo's cool. He looks cool. The name that I use on all internet websites, Greedope, and my username on Xbox Live or PlayStation Network is also Greedope. And it's a name I came up with when I was 10 or 11 years old. And based on Greedo, because he's dope, Sean.
Right. Okay, then. I think we spent more time talking about it than actually had in the movie.
Maybe.
My number five, we can spend a little time talking about how hot she is, and that's Arwen.
Gunta Solo, Sompitale. Arwen, yeah, she's hot.
I'd much rather listen to Arwen talk Elvish than I would your guy talk whatever the crap he's talking.
Rodian.
Yes. Yeah. Arwen, hot.
Is that it?
Anyways, no, she's a good character. She had a really big part in the first Lord of the Rings, of course, when she's carrying Frodo and the Wraiths are chasing her. And everything very cool when she's talking to the horse and she summons the water and all that stuff, so yeah.
Oh, the water summoning scene was very cool.
Very cool.
Stampeding water horses.
Don't mess with an elf.
Yeah, don't mess with an elf.
That's right.
Angry hot elf, don't mess with them.
Yeah. Which is kind of weird, though. I think blonde hair. She did not have blonde hair.
There were a lot of elves that didn't have blonde hair.
I know. Elrond didn't have blonde hair either, but it's just when you think of elves, you think blonde hair. For some reason.
I don't, Sean.
I do, because I'm cool.
I think of multicultural elves.
Oh, glad she didn't die.
Did she come close to dying?
Yes, she. When she gave her elvish life to Aragorn or whatever.
So she will die now.
Yeah, she will die. She gave up her immortality.
That's right. I can't remember these very well. I need to go back and watch them.
You sure do.
I've seen them all. Many, many times. It's been a good gap of time since I've seen them last. Anyway, my number four. One of the greatest characters of the Star Wars universe. Definitely, obviously, since I have it in my number four. That's C-3PO.
Oh, my gosh.
What? What is wrong with 3PO?
My least favorite of
Are you serious?
I think he's more annoying than Jar Jar.
Do you remember... Okay, hold on. Hold on, Sean. Do you remember that guy who gave us the four-star review and said he took away a star because we put Jar Jar... We didn't put Jar Jar on our list of most annoying characters.
Yes.
Okay, Sean, you just probably got that guy to go back and take about three more stars off by saying that 3PO is worse than Jar.
No, he's not worse. But and 3PO has his moments, but majority is just like, oh, I mean, he is what he is. He's comic relief. And, yeah, just kind of annoys me. And you got to admit there was some... cheesy lines he had in the second one, the new second one. Oh, this is such a drag.
That's exactly the one I was about to do.
Oh, I'm beside myself.
Yeah, he has some pretty good lines in the original, too. I'm trying to think of what those were. Oh, man. Turn around, you bully! And he's on the back of Chewbacca running through the Cloud City. He has something in there that he says, too. I can't remember what it is. But Anthony Daniels, the guy who does the voice, I think he has such a great voice. It's like his normal voice, too.
There you go.
I don't know how you don't like the guy. Iconic, I think. Excellent.
Okay.
Forget you. Yeah, you're not allowed to have an opinion. That's basically what I'm saying. At least not this opinion.
Good. All right, my number four is Gimli, son of Gloin. I had to put the son of Gloin.
Yes, you did.
You know, I saw a picture of this dude one time, and it did like the 360 view of him, and he has like 17 axes.
Yeah.
You don't just have one. That dude has like 17 axes. I'm pretty sure that's what I counted. So he's pretty bad, eh? And I like how him and Legolas always have the fights where they're facing all the bad odds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he had a lot more parts as the series went on. He started having a lot more. In the first Lord of the Rings, he really didn't have just too much to say. But he really came along in the second one. And, you know, it was kind of the comic relief in the second one, too. And then it carried on into the third one. But I like whenever he looks around the corner and there's, like, thousands of the Uruks. And he's like, come on, we can take them.
He was an excellent character. Excellent character. He kind of filled the same. No, I was about to say he kind of filled the same role as 3PO, but
no, that would be Pippin.
You think Pippin would be in it?
Yeah,
analogous.
Or yeah, I think it would be Pippin. Pippin was the most annoying of all characters in Lord of the Rings, so I think Pippin would be the C-3PO.
Wouldn't that make him the Jar Jar?
No, 3PO.
Okay, whatever you say, but. You're right. Gimli, excellent character, great comic relief. He also had some quality action there. And when you think of that actor that played him, you don't think action.
No, that's a dude from...
Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones, yeah.
Asps, very dangerous. You go first.
Yeah.
All right, then. Well, my number three. And this one, I cheated. I'm putting two people here. Lando Calrissian and Han Solo. The cool guys.
Oh, they're not even comparable.
Are you serious? The cool ladies guys. That's what they are. Both of them. They're the cool, swashbuckling ladies,
man. I think
ladies,
Han Solo is so much better than Lando.
You're crazy.
I can see Lando being like a number 10.
You're crazy. They're almost the same guy. If anything, Lando's smoother. And he's like he's more successful. He's not in debt with people. Friggin' owned his own... city.
He ain't too much smoother. He didn't get the girl.
And not that girl.
Uh-huh.
So, have you seen Carrie Fisher lately?
Yes. Yes, I have. So maybe he did win.
All right.
Ugh.
But I'll put them together, because they're just both the smooth, suave, swashbuckling guys.
I suppose. He does save Han after he screws him over.
Yeah.
Although I guess he was doing it for his city.
Nah, he would have put his city in jeopardy. He basically left his city.
Yep. I like it. That's a good choice. Now, Han is probably my favorite of all Star Wars characters, which is very, it makes me very eager. Oh, I know what your number one is, but I'm very eager to see what your number two is. Thinking it's probably an Ewok.
Well, quit thinking. And quit spinning whatever the crap it is you're spinning. What is in your hand?
Oh, my ring?
Stop it.
Oh, excuse me. Sorry. I was spinning on a pin. Okay, moving on. My number three, I cheated too, John.
Sounds like you.
I am choosing nine people, and that would be the Wraiths. All nine of the Wraiths. I think they're cool. Now, let me ask you a question, John. Do you like the race on the horseback or the race on the dragons?
Is that a fair question?
No. Yeah, it's a very fair question.
Don't dragons make everything cooler?
Okay, see, I think the horses looked really cool, and I think they were more eerie when they were on horseback, because the horses had the red eyes and the black gunk all over them.
Yeah, I see that. That was definitely cool.
So I think they're scarier on the horseback than they were on the dragons. But the dragons were very cool looking as well.
Yeah, okay, look at it this way. Yeah, they look creepier on the horses. But which one would you really have more of a chance against?
Well, I understand that.
Yeah.
But what I said which ones do you like better? Just because they are more fierce on the dragons doesn't mean I will like the dragons more.
Okay.
I think the horses are cool. I like horses.
I know you do, Sean. I see where you're coming from. They do look creepier on the horses. And they're pretty intimidating. I like watching that first movie, you really do get nervous for him whenever that Wraith like leans over and is looking for them and they're pressed up against the dirt underneath.
Shire Baggins. Yeah, that was really cool. I love it that you can't see their faces ever because they're kind of cloaked over. But whenever he puts the ring on, you can see their faces. That's very cool. They're very cool characters.
I know you're not too familiar with it, but they kind of make me think of the Death Eaters from, is that what they're called?
From what movie?
From Harry Potter. I don't know if they're called Death Eaters, but the flying black things.
I wonder who Harry Potter ripped that off of.
Yeah. Well, their things are different, but they look similar.
Right.
Cloaked, and they're black. But the ones on there, they fly. On the Harry Potter ones, they're more ghostly. The ones in the Lord of the Rings are more solid. They're real things. Right. Anyway. My number two, Sean, is, in my opinion, the best female character there's ever been. I just kind of knocked her, but Leia is my number two. Strong, smart, and beautiful. Leia. And my crush growing up.
Don't you feel betrayed by time?
I do.
Yeah, she was very cool, though. Very opening scene of A New Hope. I love it whenever they're boarding the ship and all those guys are trying to fight the stormtroopers off.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just getting mauled, but they keep trying.
Yeah. My favorite scene of hers is from the first movie, where Han and Luke go to rescue her, and then they're kind of trapped down that hallway. She's like, you had a plan to get in here. Do you have a plan to get out? And then she just takes the gun from Han, starts firing down the thing, and then she blasts a hole in the garbage chute and then tosses him the gun back into the garbage chute, Flyboy, and she makes the escape for them.
Yeah.
I think that is cool.
That was pretty cool. She's definitely a good character. Definitely a good character. And I do love... It's been so long since the first time I saw it, obviously, but I love the spin of the brother and sister at the end.
Mm.
Did not see that coming.
Yeah. I know you've seen it. I really like that episode of The Simpsons where Homer's walking out of the theater after seeing Empire.
Yeah.
And he spoils the end of the movie for everybody.
Yeah, that was great. That was great.
I don't know what that had to do with anything we were talking about, but... Go on.
All right, my number two. This is going to shock you, John, that he made it as high as he did. But just overall, great character and probably the savior of everything in The Lord of the Rings as far as defeating Saruman and Sauron. And John, who would that be?
Gandalf?
No.
No, it is. It's Gandalf.
Gandalf did not make my list, John.
Are you crazy?
I like Gandalf, but just wasn't one of my top 10 favorite characters. My second favorite character is Theoden, the King of Rohan. And I think he leads, you know, the Battle of Helm's Deep. He wins that battle. And then he leads in the final battle in Minas Tirith there. And I love it whenever, you know, he gives the speech, which is a great speech, when he's running down with his sword, hitting their spears. And then whenever they defeat the Uruks and the men are coming on the elephants or elephants, and he gets everybody back in line. And of course, he has kind of a bad death there, but I thought overall he was very solid and very cool.
I wish I could remember him more. I remember he's an older guy, and when I think of any of the guys from Rohan, I think of the second movie, which to me was the most boring of the movies.
It was my least favorite.
Mine also. So, I don't know.
Theoden, he gets eaten on his horse.
He gets eaten on his horse?
The dragon grabs his horse and throws him down, and he's stuck underneath his horse, and he's dying.
I remember that part, yeah. Is that when the girl is...
Yeah, the girl saves him.
Okay.
She doesn't really save him. He dies, so...
I somewhat remember. Yeah, I did not see that as being a character choice. And I think I know who your number one is.
Oh, I'm sure you do. It's not hard.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I know who your number one is, too.
Okay. Guys. Well, who is my number one, Sean?
I bet it would be Mr. Vader.
It is Darth Vader. I think he's just the coolest character.
Go ahead and talk about his voice. All time. You do every episode.
I don't do it every episode. But yeah, James Earl Jones' voice makes that character. I don't know if he makes that character, but he definitely would not be the imposing character that he was. Just so much depth was added to him with that voice. But
oh, absolutely.
Huge, huge guy, intimidating outfit. He's intimidating. You run across that guy and he tells you something with that voice, you're going to do it.
Yeah, you are.
So I think he's just an amazing character. And what I really liked, one thing that I did like about the first movie was how they set up that he was, and it just sold me on the power that Darth Vader had, was how they talked about him being of a virgin birth, just pure force energy that created him inside his mother. So he's just 100% pure force. And so I don't see how any other Jedi could be any more powerful than him when he is just pure force.
Except for Obi-Wan, because Obi-Wan did beat him.
Yeah, he beat him.
Should have killed him. Well, he shouldn't have, because then the Force wouldn't have. I think part of Obi-Wan knew that he was going to bring balance to the Force.
But, like we talked about, that's not a good thing. That meant he killed all the other good Jedis.
True, but even after that, Obi-Wan still let him live. Did he leave him for dead, or did he let him live?
I'm pretty sure he thought that he was dying, Sean. He was just going to die.
Well, I don't know.
It probably would have been more merciful for him to have killed him like that. I mean, his whole body caught on fire. He's burning there at the edge of lava with all of his limbs hacked off but one.
Yeah, well, then that one was already a robot.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, the whole him beating him. Remember episode 4? When I left you, I was but the learner. Now I am the master.
Well, he still doesn't beat Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan gives himself up.
What is Obi-Wan's retort?
I don't remember.
Only a master of evil, Darth.
Very boring lightsaber fight. I remember after I watched episode 1, I went back and watched it. I was like, oh my god, this is awful.
Yeah, that was a pretty boring lightsaber fight in comparison with all the other ones. But it's okay. All right, what do you got for your number one?
Well, you know, why don't you go ahead and guess, since I guessed yours.
Strider.
Yep. Well, no, actually, it's Aragorn.
Aragorn is Strider.
I know. Freaking awesome character. It's freaking awesome. He gets to date the hot elf. He gets to have the long life. You know that Aragorn's actually like 85 years old at the start of the Fellowship of the Ring.
Why is that? Why is he that old?
Well, he's you know, been raised by elves, so he... They give him the food he eats and everything. It makes his age slow down.
I didn't know that. I don't remember that. So,
yeah, he's actually really old.
Hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah, very cool. I thought might be my all-time favorite scene of all the Lord of the Rings is whenever they're sitting in the inn and they first meet Aragorn, and he's puffing on that pipe.
Yeah.
And his eyes are glowing. That was cool.
That is a very cool scene. And they got a perfect guy to play that role. I thought he did an excellent job.
Yeah, it really did.
Pulled it off. Tough guy. He came across as a smart guy, a guy that you could see being king.
Yeah. And he really did change over the three. You could see him changing, too, which was kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, alrighty, Sean. What honorable mentions do you have?
I have Gandalf. He was my number 11. Faramir.
Theoden over Gandalf, you nut.
Okay, you named all these people I never even heard of. So.
Oh, yeah, right.
Faramir. Samwise. You can't put out Samwise, good friend. Of course, Sméagol. I mean, golly, Sméagol or whoever. Whatever you want to call him. And I really liked Denethor. I don't know why, but I thought he was cool.
Who the crap is Denethor?
Boromir and Faramir's dad. They tried to burn Faramir alive.
Oh, yeah.
Really creepy.
He was kind of creepy. All right. Well, I got to give it to Chewbacca, of course. Very good. Lobaka, that's Chewbacca's nephew. He's also only in the books. Jason and Jaina, which is Han and Leia's kids. Dengar, Bossk, General Grievous, and I had him as one that was on my list, but I had to knock him off, I think, to put Luke on there.
I like Grievous.
Prince Izor from Shadows of the Empire book, and Watto. I like Watto from episode 1.
Yeah, he was kind of annoying too.
My Kardashian, mind tricks don't work on me, only money.
Yeah, that's about right. The Kardashians are like that.
Okay.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
All right. Well, I don't believe that we have anything sent in, Sean. So what are you thinking that we do for our next episode?
I don't know.
Thanks. Well, let's do this. We talked about doing soundtracks for video games.
Oh, sure.
You want to do that one? We haven't done a soundtrack one, a music one in a while.
I can do that.
Okay. So next week, favorite soundtracks from a video game. Single song, one song from a video game. Pick it. That was the confusion last time we did a soundtrack episode was, are we talking the whole soundtrack? No, we're just talking one specific song from each.
I'm going to do the Reggie Jackson's Baseball.
Of course you will.
Or Black Bass.
Yeah, I know you'll do, I know you'll do that one. And as always, if you want to get a hold of us, you can call us at where, Sean?
901-466-6865.
901, I'm on TNL. And you can email us at thenerdlist@gmail.com. You can find us at thenerdlist.com. And
Facebook.
Facebook. And you should definitely call in for our call-only show. We did get a call, Sean.
All right.
From Jack Burrell, who makes fun of me, saying that I'm whining. I'm whining to get calls.
You're a whiner.
But it worked. If my whining works, it will not cease until it works. And I'd like to have at least 10 calls, 10 people to call. That'd be good. So we got one. We need 9 more. And that's it for this week, and we'll see you next time with your top 10 list.
Thank you for joining us on The Nerd List. If you have any questions, comments, or would just like to let us know your top 10 list, you can find us at thenerdlist.com, email us at thenerdlist@gmail.com, or find us on Facebook. Music for The Nerd List has been provided by Steven Juergen.
What's up?
Hey, boy.
Man, I swear, it's like I got Elmer's glue in my nose.
Nice.
I'm not sniffing glue.
Okay.
It's like thick, like snot, like glue. It's pretty sick. On the road again. Road again.
Gonna eat some fried chicken on the road again. Just can't wait to eat some fried chicken on the road again.
What was that?
I was singing.
I didn't hear that. What?
I was singing.
Oh.
To keep everybody occupied.
Everybody, huh?
Yes, me. Gotta hurry. Christina's making banana pudding, and I'm so excited.
All right, so how are we doing this then?
Let's just do our top tens.
Well, I think I'm going to kick this off.
Okay.
I couldn't find my number 10. I was searching all over my list here. Well, I'm going to kick... Quit moving around.
Crying.
First midget I see, I'm gonna say, "Hey, climb on my back and let me run." I probably shouldn't say midget.
Yes. Yeah.
First little person I see, I want to go ask him to just climb on my back so I can go. That sounds gay. Forget that. I'm gonna leave that out.
Yeah. Right. My number 7. I don't know where to go. I don't know where to go from that. You should just leave this in right here. For those of y'all who don't know, John just edited half of this out because he was saying some politically incorrect things. So we're just going to go on to my number 7 at this time. What the heck is going on?
You tell me.
Make it stop! It won't stop. Did you hear the commercial?
Yes.
The chunky soup? I was checking the NFL score and it just popped up and started going off. Frightens me.